Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Q3 and nine-month FY25 earnings conference call of Jupiter Wagons Limited, hosted by Systematix Group. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Sudeep Anand of Systematix Group. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, and good evening, everyone. Thanks for joining us today for Q3 and nine-month FY25 earnings call of Jupiter Wagons. On behalf of Systematix, I would like to thank the management for giving us the opportunity to host this call. Today, we have with us Mr. Vivek Lohia, Managing Director, and Mr. Sanjeev Keshri, CFO. Now, I'll hand over the call to the management for their opening remarks, followed up by the Q&A session. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Sudeep. Good evening, everyone. Thank you for joining us on this earnings call. It is my pleasure to share our performance for Q3 and nine-month FY25 and discuss our outlook on the sector and the opportunities ahead. We are pleased to report strong operational and financial performance for the quarter, driven by consistent revenue growth, improved profitability, and a healthy order book. For Q3 FY25, our revenue from operations stood at rupees 1,029 crores, reflecting a 15% year-on-year increase. EBITDA grew by 19.5% year-on-year to rupees 148 crores, with an EBITDA margin expansion of 14.4% from 13.9% in Q3 FY24. PAT increased 18.4% year-on-year to approximately 97 crores, with a PAT margin of 9.2%, while EPS stood at 2.29 per share. Since acquiring Bonatrans India, now renamed Jupiter Tatravagonka Railwheel Factory, we have successfully commercialized the asset and would be doubling the revenue vis-à-vis previous year. In the current nine months of FY25, our strategic initiatives in key segments such as brake discs, axle boxes, specialized containers, axles, CMS crossing, and brake systems have paid rich dividends. We have delivered 13,000 brake discs to Indian Railways and exported close to 10,000 axle boxes. We have supplied 230 brake systems to Indian Railways for their passenger coaches. This precision-driven approach has fueled steady growth and operational excellence, strengthened our market position, and ensured alignment with our long-term goals. The JVs will start to earn profit from next year onwards on account of sustainable localization of manufacturing processes. Our order book stood at rupees 6,320 crores as of December 31, 2024, reinforcing our growth potential and providing strong revenue visibility for the coming quarters. With a solid financial foundation and a robust execution pipeline, we can capitalize on future opportunities and drive long-term value for all our stakeholders. The outlook for the sector remains bright, particularly with expectations that the 2025-2026 Union Budget will drive a transformative leap for Indian Railways. Capital expenditure expected to surpass rupees 3 lakh crores, making a significant 15%-20% increase over the current fiscal. A major focus will be on infrastructure modernization, including upgrading railway stations and introducing modern trains like the Vande Sleeper to transform long-distance travel. To support capacity expansion and efficiency, Indian Railways is set to make significant investments in equipment procurement, including railway locomotives, coaches, and wagons. With a forward-looking vision, Indian Railways is poised to deliver and drive economic growth, enhance passenger experience, and reinforce its role as the backbone of India's transport network. During the quarter, we took significant strides in expanding our presence in electric mobility. We increased our stake in our subsidiary Jupiter Electric Mobility from 60% to 75%, strengthening our commitment to substantial transportation solutions. In October, GEM strengthened its leadership in electric mobility by acquiring Log9 technology and business assets for the railway and electric truck battery divisions. This acquisition grants us full control over proprietary battery technology, positioning us at the forefront of India's transformation to electric trucks and railways while driving efficiency, sustainability and innovation. We have onboarded large number of dealers and have secured multiple financial partnerships, including leasing companies for ELCVs. To enhance accessibility, we are introducing battery as a service for Tej, offering a per kilometer battery leasing model that ensures cost parity with ICE vehicles. Additionally, the GEM Udaan program has been launched in collaboration with Porter, one of the largest business facilitators for driver cum owners, to accelerate Tej adoption and also reiterating our commitment to the community. Commercial launch of the product is scheduled on 26 Feb 2025 and I'm proud to say that we already have order confirmations for over 500 Tej vehicles. More product variants on the Tej platform will be introduced soon. Meanwhile, in the battery segment, we have received initial orders for lithium-ion battery systems for railways and other BESS operations, and continue to actively pursue further opportunities in this space. Overall, with strong performance across both wagon and non-wagon segment, we are on a track for a balanced revenue mix and further growth, driven by our focus on innovation, operational excellence and market leadership. With this, I would like to open the floor for Q&A. Thank you, and over to the moderator.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask questions may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking questions. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. To ask questions, please press star and one. The first question is from Darshil Pandya from Fintrust Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, thank you. Am I audible?
Yes, you are, Darshil.
Hello, sir. So I just wanted to understand the 3,000 crore QIP that we have approved. So what will be that used for?
Darshil, see, honestly, this is basic. It's just an enabling resolution. So there is nothing, it's not that we are going to go for any kind of fundraise. You know, as you are aware that this time we expect the railway budget to be very substantial and very growth oriented. Mm-hmm. So it is just a resolution the company has taken in case, post budget there are major growth opportunities which come about. Mm-hmm. So as such, there is no immediate position we have in terms of fundraise, but just an enabling resolution this year.
Got it. And sir, about the earlier QIP that we had done of around 800 crores.
And I would also like to reiterate that, you know, on the existing business, the company is very well funded. So this is, we anticipate the budget to be quite substantial. And if any, growth opportunity which comes out of the budget, basically the company wants to be in a position to take that opportunity.
Got it. And sir, I was just asking about the earlier fundraise that we done of 800 crores. How well have we utilized that fund? So if we have fully utilized it, can you let us know the status about it?
The fundraise was specifically for our wheel project. And the project is going on track. I think the deadline, so we have released, out of that we have released the advance which we had to release to the EPC contractor. And as per the remaining schedule, as in when the funds are going to be required in the project, it will be utilized.
Okay. And sir, on 9 month basis, what is the kind of revenue that Jupiter Tatra Wagon has done?
On the wheel business,
it's at 225 crores turnover. We have already
so we have achieved 225 crores of turnover, as against when we had acquired the company, it had done a business of about 120 odd crores, and I think they had some losses also that year. So it's a substantial turnaround for us, and we expect to close this year close to about 300 crores. And next year also.
Is it profitable now?
Yes, we are reporting a bit of over 12%. And I think next year we are looking to double this revenues. And post, once the Orissa project for the backward integration kicks in, then as I've already mentioned, that this would be a more than 2,000 crore opportunity for us with the substantial exports to the European market.
Got it, yes. And final question would be on, sir, in the last previous call, you did mention about, wagons. You would be selling around 10,000 odd wagons for the full year. It seems a bit, difficult. So, your thoughts on that?
So, what we had said was that we have increased our capacity to about 10,000 wagons, but I was very clear that we would be doing close to 9,000 odd wagons in this financial year, and I'm very confident that we'll be achieving those numbers. And for the next financial year, I had mentioned that, yes, our target is to go to up to 10,000 wagons, and again, we are very confident on those numbers also, and we have the necessary order books also to execute that.
Got it. Thank you. I have some more questions. I'll get back into the queue. Thank you. All the best.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, a request to participants to please limit your questions to two per participant. Should you have a follow-up question, we request you to rejoin the queue. The next question is from CA Garvit Goyal from Envis Analytics. Please go ahead.
Hi. My name is Anand.
Yes, please.
Sir, you just mentioned 10,000 for FY26. Have I heard it right?
Yes.
But earlier, I think in a couple of phone calls, I'm pretty sure you mentioned 10,000 wagons for this year only.
No, I'm not sure, because we had always mentioned that the capacity, we had mentioned that this year would be about 10,000. And next year we said that we will increase, with our now foundry coming online, we'll increase the capacity to 12,000. So, in terms of the execution numbers, no, we have never mentioned 10,000.
That means for FY26, we are looking for just 10% kind of growth, right?
Yeah, 10 to FY26, on the wagon business, yes, a 10 to 15% kind of a growth, but the growth is going to come from, as I mentioned, from the other businesses, the wheel business is going to, it'll be a more than 100% growth there. The brake business is going to see a substantial growth, because as I had committed in this year, we have started our supplies. The Kovil business is already doing quite well. It's already profitable.
Yes.
We are going to be launching our ELCVs very shortly. As I mentioned in my opening remarks, there is a substantial demand. I think the demand has been quite overwhelming for us. We have done very good partnerships, very good financial partnerships. For the first time in this segment, we are introducing
battery as a rentable product, which has never been done, which lowers the acquisition cost of the vehicle. We have introduced, programs with players such as Porter, which, help the drivers to get immediate work on buying vehicles. So there's a lot of community-related things which we are doing. We have appointed now dealers in more than 8 to 10 cities, and that's also expanding. So that is, I think, going to be a huge growth driver for us. Besides that, our container business is doing quite well. We have already started exporting containers to the North American market as well as the European market. So there will be growth from there will be a growth from this year, but as I've always maintained that by 27-28 we want wagons to be less than 50% of our revenues, and I think that is where we are working towards.
And I think in earlier calls you also mentioned a target of 8,000-10,000 CR by FY28. So is that target intact?
Yes, definitely that target is completely intact, and that is where that's what I was coming to, where in terms of the wheel business, the container business, the auto business, the brake business will constitute a substantial part of those revenues.
So if these businesses are going to contribute significantly in FY26, so what kind of overall growth in top line are we looking to in FY26? Over and above what we
need in FY25. So we are in FY26. We are looking at a revenue of close to 5,000 crores. I think that is what we have targeted.
Thank you. A reminder to participants to please limit your questions to 2 per participant. Next question is from Rajesh Bhandari from Nakoda Engineers. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir. And congratulations for the good numbers. Hello.
Yeah, thank you, Rafi.
Yeah, sir. What I am seeing is the quarterly turnover is more or less 20-25-50 crore ke alawa, baki same reh raha hai. Profit also more or less same, though our operating profit margin and net profit margin percentage is good, but because of the very high equity, वो ईपीएस वगैरह जो है सर दैट इज कमिंग डाउन टू अराउंड 2 और सो नॉट इवन 10 ईपीएस इज कमिंग इन पर ईयर बेसिस एनी वे दैट हाउ दिस कैन बी इम्प्रूव्ड
राकेश जी यू हैव टू आल्सो अंडरस्टैंड दैट द कंपनी इज ऑन इन ग्रोथ फेज वेयर एज आई हैव टोल्ड यू वी आर स्टार्टिंग टू इन्वेस्ट इन especially on the wheel side of wheel business, we are making some major investments, and that investment will take about 2 years to 2.5 years to play out. I think once that investment plays out and you start seeing the revenues from that business, you will see a substantial growth also happening, and the earnings per share also will increase considerably. As the company touches revenues of close to 8,000 to 10,000 crores, and we expect the EBITDA margins to remain strong, so you will see that play out.
8 to 10,000, which year, sir, you are expecting?
As I mentioned, 27-28 is when we are expecting.
Okay. And these containers, you are the only company, sir, in India for containers?
No, there are other, but I think in terms of we are specializing in especially in battery storage containers, mm-hmm. and data containers. That's there. I think we have quite a substantial lead in the country, because again we are maybe we are the only ones exporting also in a substantial manner.
Okay, double decker wagon tippler ka abhi hai. अपना जो वैगन का कुछ है सर मूड डबल डेकर लाइक टैक्स में कोई प्लानिंग
नो आई डोंट नो एनीबडी इज एनी आई एम नॉट अवेयर ऑफ एनी ओनली डबल डेकर वैगन विच इज देयर इज फॉर ऑटो कार्स
And I think we are the only ones today in the country who are making auto wagons which can carry SUVs on both the decks. And recently we have got the approvals also from RDSO, and we have a huge order books from companies like Maruti on that. So we are very, very gung-ho on that business, and we expect it to be a strong contributor.
Thank you. The next question is from Surbhi Sarogi from SMIFS Capital Market. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yeah, you're audible, Surbhi.
Sir, I just need a clarification. In your opening remarks, you said that with the acquisition of Jupiter, Jupiter Tatra by Gonka,
yes,
your revenue is set to double. So,
I did not will double. I said the revenues of the business, when the business which you have acquired will double this year, and next year we expect a further doubling of the revenues.
Okay, so the revenue of Jupiter Tatra Vamunka will double.
Yes, yes. And next year we are looking to further doubling those revenues.
Okay, okay, sir, got it. And sir, one last question regarding the electric mobility segment. What was the order confirmation that you faced for the vehicles and lithium-ion battery systems? If you can repeat that point.
So we have, we are going to be launching a vehicle in February end. So we have a order book of more than 500, which is there with us, which post launch we'll be delivering those vehicles. And on the lithium space, what we have said is that now we have already got 10 orders from Indian Railways to supply BESS batteries to them, and we expect that because Indian Railways again going is has taken an initiative now to go green, and I think that business is going to grow in a substantial manner in the next 2 to 3 years.
Okay. Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from Swanand Samant from Clay Group. Please go ahead.
Hey, hi. Thank you for taking my question. So my question is on the order book. So our order book kind of peaked out in March, right? From there, it's quarter-on-quarter decreasing because of the kind of accelerated execution that we have. So again, on the wagon order book, which we have, which would be the majority of the order book. Now the mega order which came in 22, correct me if I'm wrong, so that would be at the back end of the execution cycle, right? So with your conversations with the railway, how confident are you for such a, again, having such a mega order in this year? That would be my first question.
Okay, so as you must be aware that more than 50% of our execution is our private orders. Railway orders are also very critical to that. We have been adding private orders at a very, very fast pace. And as you have seen that rightly mentioned that about a year and a half back is when the railway issued their substantial order book. So after that, if you look at our growth in the order book, it is mainly on account of the private order books. And we continue to see a lot of momentum there. So that order book will keep on building. On the railway side, we are very confident that in the next 3 to 4 months, railway will come out with a strong tender. In terms of the quantity, again, I cannot tell you how much the quantity will be, but we anticipate it to be substantial, but obviously it will not be as high as those 70,000-80,000 numbers, because that was on a certain that time the base was very low, so the railway had given those kind of orders. And you can also understand that the industry is today also has close to about 18 months of order books in hand. So again, the numbers will be substantial, but very difficult for right now to tell me exactly what kind of numbers it will be.
Okay, got it, got it. And second, again, so for past few quarters, we had that stance that we won't be kind of getting into manufacturing of the metro or the Vande Bharat coaches as such, because that the competition there is aggressive and it doesn't match our company profile margin on the margin side. So do you still kind of have the same stance, or do you want to kind of get into that?
No, Vande Bharat is something, as I've clearly mentioned, that we are not, it is not in our immediate scope, and we also don't see a lot of any kind of Vande Bharat orders going to the private sector. So as I've mentioned clearly, that majority of the order books are going to come on the component side, where we are very strong. As we have seen that we have started supplying brake systems, brake discs to the Indian Railways. Brake discs, we are the biggest today. Right now, we are one of the biggest suppliers. Brake systems also, I think now we are supplying, we have increased our supplies, and next year we expect that business to also do very well. Beyond that, again in couplers, we are again a major supplier of couplers for the passenger business for the Indian Railways. So I think on the component side, you will see a lot of growth which is going to happen, because the railway refurbishment is going to happen for those 40,000 coaches. Plus railways, their internal coaching program is quite substantial, which the railway workshops are going to manufacture. So yeah, that is, we are very clear on that. On the metro side, we have already mentioned that we have an MOU with CAF. And we are participating in certain tenders with them. So as and when one of those tenders fructifies, so metro is something definitely in partnership with CAF we are looking to enter.
Okay, got it, got it. And so I had one more question. So we have the European partner as our shareholder as well. So we always talk about when the wheel manufacturing will come in 27-28, we would also supply to them. But on the other products which we have, brakes, coupler, gears and everything, do we have an opportunity also to kind of supply to them as well? Because right now I think we are not supplying to the European partner, right?
No, we are, the brake, this axle boxes are going to Europe, we are supplying to them. So it's not that we are not supplying to them, I think, but the biggest opportunity is definitely on the wheel sets and axles. And you know, again, you can see from the name of the of that business, so it's a very strong partnership there. So that is, I think, going to be the biggest opportunity, and we are really looking forward to that.
Thank you. Next question is from Devesh Kasilwal from Antique Stock Broking. Please go ahead.
Congratulations, sir, on a good set of numbers. I had two questions. The first one was, what is the pipeline currently for the wagon orders over this current year? And the second one was, in the electric mobility, what is the overall execution that we are expecting, competitive intensity there, as well as the margin profile that we have on that?
Repeat the second question, I could not hear you properly.
Electric mobility, I wanted to understand the competitive intensity, the margin profile, as well as the execution, the delivery schedule over there. Like from the time of getting an order, what is the overall schedule that we are getting?
Okay, so on the electric mobility, right now I think the only vehicle which is available in the market is in the segment which we are launching is Tata has a vehicle. That's the only vehicle which is available. So honestly, I don't know what vehicles are going to come in future. So yeah, competitors, we are just one competitor in that segment right now. In terms of the capacities, I think we have set up a plant to manufacture close to 10,000 vehicles annually. I think that is the plant capacity which we have. In terms of, I think the margins and other things, I think it's too early. Let us, I think once we start delivering our products, I think that will become more clearer. But definitely it is, I would say the margins are positive in that business for us. In terms of the wagon order book, this
tender pipeline for this current year.
This, I think he's asking total order book which we got.
No, I'm asking what is the pipeline going ahead for this financial
year? Pipeline going ahead. So right now, the private order book
5,500 crores.
5,500 crores of private order book which we have.
No, entirely on the wagon side.
Oh, on the wagon side, the total order book is close to about 5,500 crores.
Sorry, sir. I was asking, going ahead, what are the tenders? Like, how many wagon tenders are there in this, in 2025?
As I said, we expect a substantial tender to come from Indian Railways for the next financial year, the requirements for the next financial year. Again, to give numbers is very difficult, but we expect it to be the numbers to be decent. As I mentioned, the private order book continues to be strong for us. So we expect at least close to more than 2,000 crores of private order book which we are going to add. And again, the Indian Railway, very difficult for me to project numbers.
Okay. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from Akash from Dalal & Broacha Stock Broking. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. First of all, congrats, Vivek sir, on a decent set of numbers. So, my question would mainly be on FY26, sir. We are projecting a 5,000 crore of top line there. What kind of consolidated margins do we plan to achieve in the next year, considering that, you know, electric vehicle sales would also be embedded in that top line, right?
Yes, definitely. That will be. I think our margins, again, I will not give out any definite numbers, but what I can very confidently say that the margins profile will be better than this financial year.
On a consolidated basis, is it? So if you are doing around 14.5 this year, so next time it will be better than that next year.
Expect it to be better than that.
Understood. Okay. And sir, just wanted to understand any EV sales we are expecting this year for FY25?
Yes, we will be, because as I've told you, February end is when we are launching the vehicle. So our deliveries will start from March onwards.
Understood. And sir, what have been the order inflows this quarter and for the full 9 months this year?
Order inflows in terms of which segment?
For wagons?
Again, those numbers we don't have readily available, but we can share with you. But readily, it's honestly, it's not available with me right now.
Understood. Just one last question from my side. So I think you have estimated around the Jupiter Tatra wagon car revenue to double next year. So we are doing around 300 crore by this year, so 600 crore by next year. So out of that, how much would be captive and how much would be for third party?
I cannot give you any accurate estimation, but we expect it to be about 50-50. So 50% would be captive and 50% would be to Indian Railways and other players.
The next question is from Rohit Singh from Envest Analytics. Please go ahead. Mr. Rohit Singh, you may go ahead with the question.
Hello.
There seems to be no response from the line of Rohit Singh. We'll move to the next question. The next question is from Sachin, who's an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi, am I audible?
Yes, you're audible, Sachin.
Okay, hi. Thank you for the opportunity and congratulations on a good set of results, Mr. Lohia. Just wanted to ask, what were the challenges that we faced in the launch of the EVs? We've seen the timelines move a number of times, and we were actually expecting by second week of January we would see the vehicles launch, but now we're talking about February and only, you know, a month worth of sales. What were the challenges, and are they like really ironed out, or are we expecting more challenges in terms of production, supply and vendors and all of that?
So no, the challenges are ironed out. I don't think in terms of the launch right now we have any further challenges. I think even in terms of the delay, it's not been substantial. It's very minor delays. So I think more than the timelines, I think we wanted the launch to be around from January to February, because there was a certain change in the battery technology, and we wanted to launch the vehicle with the upgraded battery technology rather than with the earlier battery technology. So that is what caused this delay of a month and a half. Otherwise, I think we were on track.
Okay. Also, so the battery as a service, isn't it going to be heavy on our balance sheet that we need to start funding the usage, or do we actually have someone to pick up?
No. It's not going to be funded on a balance sheet. It is, as I've mentioned in my opening remarks, that we have got into a partnership for that.
Okay.
We have onboarded partners who are going to be providing both the, in terms of financing also, we have onboarded large number of partners, and in for the battery as a service also, we have onboarded partners.
Okay. And my second question was with regards to the enabling provision, right? We've once again gone for equity, and I don't know if you noticed, but I don't think your existing investors really give, you know, a thumbs up for you know, dilution of equity when the revenues and profitability is not going up in the same scale, right? We're looking at, 20% dilution at a time when we're growing at around 17-18%. So why do we keep choosing equity? Debt is also possible. Do we really need to reduce the value for the shareholders? Because
no, so again, as you mentioned, is just an enabling provision. So this doesn't mean that we are going to raise money to the amount which we have taken. We expect post-tender a lot of growth opportunities may arise. So it is, as I've mentioned very clearly, that it is just an enabling resolution, and definitely if and when, and this is just for the future growth prospects. As I've also mentioned, that we don't need any equity right now to fund any of our existing businesses or the businesses which we have already announced. It is enabling resolution, and as and when if any growth opportunity arises, definitely we will be also looking both a mix of debt and equity to fund that. It will not be a purely debt kind of funding.
Thank you. Next question is from Lakshmi Narayan from Kesema Wealth Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Yes,
Mr. Narayan, please go ahead.
Yeah, sir, I just wanted to know the expected revenue for our brake business for the whole year. Hello?
On about 250 odd crores. I think that's what we had projected also for this financial year. We'll be achieving that.
Okay, sir. My next question is on this battery as a service, sir. Could you just make me know the cost per kilometer is how much it will be better?
I think that will be announced closer to the launch. I think that's proprietary information which right now we cannot disclose.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, a request to participants to please limit your questions to one per participant. The next question is from Jyoti Ranjan Pandey, who's an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hey, good evening, sir. Am I audible?
Yes, you are.
So first of all, congratulations, sir, for another fantastic number. both basically Y on Y and Q on Q. So I think couple of questions what I have got. Do we see any potential risk, especially like this global tariff war, what's basically being called out by Trump, especially to the overseas market where we have got exposure? And additionally, sir, I mean, my follow-up question was around this QIP only, where we said that you mentioned that there is a provision for 3,000 crore, possibly by QIP route. Is there basically a timeline where we could be thinking to utilize these for any potential opportunities, any other further acquisitions? Those are planned. If you could share some details, that would be very helpful. Thank you.
So on the QIP, as I've already mentioned, there is just an enabling resolution. Honestly, there is, I cannot pinpoint, it is again, it is just taken an enabling resolution because we expect, just keeping in mind the budget and there is very strong indications from the government that it's going to be a very growth-oriented budget with a lot of railway capex which is going to be announced. So that or beyond that, we keep on evaluating opportunities. So if anything, you know, if we find that anything which is lucrative and which is which adds substantial value to the company, that is something we can also look at. But as I mentioned, it's an enabling resolution. So nothing specific out of the from in terms of. Any kind of plans which we have. What was your second question? Sorry.
Risks in export market due to Trump.
Oh, yeah. No, see, we don't have much exposure to the North American market. A lot of our sales is domestic, and otherwise also exposure is mainly to the European market. So we don't see any kind of challenges for in the European market with regard to any action that Mr. Trump takes.
Thank you. Next question is from CA Garvit Goyal from Invest Analytics Advisory. Please go ahead.
Hi. Thanks for the follow-up. Am I audible?
Yes. Yes, you are, Mr. Goyal.
Sir, I just one more question in continuation with my earlier questions only. At the one time you are saying railway is very much positive in the budget, in the upcoming budget. You are looking for a fundraise also if the opportunities come in the budget. At another point of time, you are saying we are going to just grow by a percentage of like 70 to 80%. So these two things are not getting matched. So can you help me to understand like what kind of growth trajectory we are targeting? Like what is the current outlook? What challenges are you seeing in the industry?
No, see, right now what we are projecting is in terms of the current order books we have and the way we expect the businesses to grow. So today, in terms of what the budget throws us, obviously we cannot capture that till we get to know the announcements from the budget. But we are very, very hopeful that it will be a very strong budget and it will lead to a lot of substantial growth opportunities. But honestly, till we are not fortune tellers. So unless specific announcements are made, very difficult for us to capture that. And in terms of the growth, in the next 3 years, we are looking to double our revenue. So I don't see how you're talking about 15 to 18%. Because by 28, we are talking of revenues of close to 8 to 10,000 crores. So it's basically doubling our revenues from this financial year.
Thank you. Next question is from Abhijit Singh from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity, sir. So my question is, we've been talking about pretty strong demand coming in from the wagon segment, both the Indian Railways and the private side. Sir, what could be a key risk that, you know, these orders, the demand that we, you know, anticipate of around 35 to 45K per annum, that the risk to this number not coming through or getting delayed beyond a point? Because as I understand, all these orders are quite lumpy. The last huge order we got was about 2 years back. So I mean, there is no regularity in terms of the ordering from both these pockets. So what could be a key risk that could lead to a delay in orders, or maybe, you know, orders not meeting our expectation of this kind of huge demand?
I think it's a very valid question which you've asked. So on the private side, you know, this, the order books are not lumpy, so we get regular order books. So there, as I have told you, we expect the order books to remain strong. On the Indian Railway side, see, you have to also realize that they had released an order book for 3 years of execution. So the we had built capacities and we were executing those orders, and I think those orders will get executed in by the coming financial year. So we expect railways to come up with substantial tenders, but obviously it will be we don't expect those 70,000-80,000 numbers to repeat, because those were a 3 year order book. I think now we expect them to be more of annualized kind of order books which railway will release. So definitely I think there will be orders coming from Indian Railways, because they have been growing their infrastructure substantially. They have been making a lot of investments in the infrastructure, especially also on the freight infrastructure. They have already, in the last budget, they have announced three more freight corridors, for which I believe work has already started. So we don't see those, you know, a lot of challenges in terms of those order books not coming through.
Right. So you're saying that by FY26 end, we will be able to, might be able to execute the previous cycle of orders that we got. And
Yes. And the new order obviously will get executed in FY27.
Right. And so what will be a typical time from the bidding start to the execution, to the time when we get the orders finally?
So typically, if you stretch it also, it's about a 4 to 6 months kind of a cycle.
So it's not that long, right?
No, okay. Not very long.
All right, sir. So that is my question. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from Richa from Equity Master. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. My question is, what would be the mix of non-wagon revenue, and what is the delta margin difference between wagon and non-wagon segment of revenue?
So again, I think it's again very product specific. On the braking business, we expect the margins to be better than the wagon revenues. I think on our container business, as the CV business is a new business for us, so right now I don't think I'll be in a position to comment on that. The wheel business, I think right now the margin profile is going to be very similar. I think once we are able to set up our integrated facilities, we expect the wheel margins to improve considerably. So, and that is why I'm very confident that the going forward our margins are, margin profile of the company is going to improve.
And on wagons, what kind of margins do we make?
I think about close to, it depends from order to order. So readily that number is not available with me, but we can share the same with you.
Okay. And sir, any kind of mix, you know, within the wagon order book, what kind of share do we expect from the private versus, or what is the current mix between the private?
So as I mentioned, that it's right now it's close to 50%. 50% of our order book is private, and the rest is Indian Railways. And again, on a long term basis, we expect it to be remain the same. Because we have a lot of private order books right now which have very long-term visibility.
Okay. And so in the CV segment, I know it's too early, but you would have some kind of number in your mind, you know, that this should be the margin that you should be making. So what that number would be?
I think right now our focus is to launch the vehicle, establish our dealer network, our service network. I think margins is something which... I think is not something which we are currently focused on. So this is where we are working, but as I mentioned, that definitely it is going, margins are going to be positive for us.
Okay, thank you and all the best.
Thank you very much. We'll take that as the last question. I would now like to hand the conference back to the management team for closing comments.
Yeah, thank you everyone for your set of questions. We are very excited about the opportunities ahead and remain committed to driving substantial growth, operational excellence and innovation. With a strong financial foundation, a robust order book and a steady build out of capacities and capabilities, we are well positioned to capitalize on the sector's growth momentum. Thank you for taking the time to join our earnings call and we look forward to interacting again next quarter.
Thank you very much. On behalf of Jupiter Wagons Limited and Systematics Group, that concludes the conference. Thank you for joining us, ladies and gentlemen. You may now disconnect your lines.